Blog Talk Radio.
How many really thank the Lord for being alive here tonight?
I forgot to connect the other line. Hold on one quick second.
Lift your worship. Lord, please
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Sorry, I had to cut that song short. Amen. Hallelujah. We had to connect the other lines. Praise God. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you that have called in, everybody that has tuned in. If you have a testimony or a prayer request, please put your prayer request in the comments. Amen. Praise God. And we will put that on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. As we get ready to go to the throne to open up the program. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do, Lord. We thank you for every move that you're making on our behalf. We just want to tell you thank you. We just want to appreciate you on tonight. We just want to love on you on tonight. Lord, we want to tell the devil he has no place here. We bind him, rebuke him, and cast him away. Hallelujah, because we want to be able to hear your word. We don't want nothing to prevent us from it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just magnify you. We praise you. There is none God next to you, none beside you, none above you, and there never will be, Lord. And we will continue to praise and magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight, once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, hallelujah, is Wednesday night, which means First Lady will be grabbing the mic on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. But first, let's go to our opening scripture. We're going to Psalms 100 on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory to God. I want you to look at verse 1 real quick. Verse 1, amen, says very simply, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. It's a comma there, so I'm on a pause. So the writer, King David, starts out telling us, hallelujah, amen, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, I need to explain, because back then, hallelujah, they had to go to the tabernacle. David had a little tent set up. Glory to God, with the Ark of the Covenant in it. And they believed, praise God, that the Ark of the Covenant, amen, was where the Holy Spirit of God rested. Hallelujah, where the very presence of God was. And he said, amen, before you enter into this place, before you enter into the presence of God, hallelujah, it's some steps you got to take, hallelujah, before you enter into that door. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, first, amen, you have to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God, not a griping noise, not a complaining noise, not a sullen noise, not a depressing noise, a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know sometimes it's hard for us to make a joyful noise. It's hard for us to sound happy in our situation. It's hard for us, amen, praise God, to be positive. Praise God, hallelujah. We always pessimistic instead of optimistic. Praise God, hallelujah. But you got to turn your way of thinking around. See, when you turn your way of thinking about the situations you've been through or the situation that you're in, if you change your way of thinking about how it's going, Praise God, hallelujah, then you will be able to make a joyful noise. Well, what do you mean, Elder? Hallelujah. The Bible also tells us that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So everything that you are going through is working out for your good. Even the things that don't feel good is working out to your good. Let me give you an example. When you were a child, glory to God. Hallelujah. And your parents chastised you to keep you in order. It didn't feel good when you were getting chastised. Hallelujah. It didn't feel good to get whooping. It didn't feel good to be in the corner. It didn't feel good to be on time out. Hallelujah. It didn't feel good to be grounded. None of it felt good. Hallelujah. But in the process, you learned something that made you a better person. It all worked out to your good, even though, hallelujah, it didn't feel good while you were going through it. Praise God, hallelujah. And when you begin to look at your situation differently and realize everything that you're going through is working out for your good, then you will be able to do as the book says and make a joyful noise. Glory to God, hallelujah. And instead of being depressed over the things that you've been through, hallelujah, why don't you rejoice that over the fact that God allowed you to come through them? He didn't leave you in them. Hallelujah. He didn't allow the situation to break you. Hallelujah. He didn't allow the situation, amen, praise God, to take you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you look back over your life and see what God's brought you through and what God's brought you from, hallelujah, and how it didn't kill you. The car wreck ain't kill you. The bullet ain't kill you. You was in the club that night. Hallelujah. Amen. You could have got shot, but none of it killed you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you recognize what God has brought you through in your life, then you will make a joyful noise to him. You will appreciate him. If you were to listen to somebody else's testimony about their life and what they've been through, hallelujah, you might realize your life ain't all that bad, and you will be able to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. But like, as I mentioned earlier, there was a comma. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God. It did not specify where you from. It does not specify your ethnicity. Hallelujah. It does not specify any of those things. David said everybody everywhere need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Why? Because you want to enter into the presence of God. And he says, hallelujah, in order to enter into the presence of God, hallelujah, you first got to change your attitude to an attitude of gratitude. Glory to God, hallelujah, and then make a joyful noise in order for to enter into his presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me put it this way, and we going to move on. You don't want to be around nobody depressed and complaining all day. Hallelujah. You don't want to be around nobody complaining on how hard their life is and everything they got to go through, and this is so hard over here, it's so hard over there. Glory to God, hallelujah. Just like you don't want to, hallelujah, be around a pessimistic person. Glory to God, you are made in God's image and in his likeness, hallelujah, so you are like him, hallelujah. So that emotion you feel when you're around somebody that's pessimistic, hallelujah, amen, praise God, God feels the same way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to come into his presence, you got to be happy. You got to make a joyful noise. You got to show God that I appreciate you, Lord, for everything you've done. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when you're complaining, you're really blaming God. Hallelujah. It's your fault I'm in this situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Never mind I brought you out of it. Really, it's your fault. You did some things to get you in this predicament. I got you out, and you still want to be mad at God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you begin, amen, to, like I said, take a different perspective on your life and the things you've been through, you will then begin to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And you won't care where you're from. You won't care what your race is. You don't care what your background is. You won't care what side of the tracks you came from, because you will begin to appreciate God for being God in your life. Hallelujah. And you will begin to magnify him. Him, praise him, lift him up, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. On tonight, we got to change some perspectives. Hallelujah. On tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the scripture. Hallelujah. On tonight, amen. Once again, that is Psalms 100 verse 1. I invite you on your own time, in your own leisure, praise God, hallelujah, to go back and read the scripture for yourself, hallelujah, in its totality. Praise God, hallelujah. And ask God to reveal to you what he wants to reveal to you, hallelujah, out of this scripture. Hallelujah. If you, the Bible says, if you meditate on this day and night, on his word, glory to God, then everything that you touch will be blessed. Everything you touch will prosper if you meditate on this. So I invite you in your leisure, read Psalms 100. Praise God. Maybe you never read the Bible before, but this is a good place to start. Hallelujah. You ain't got to start at the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go and start in the middle. Hallelujah. Work yourself around. Let the Lord lead you. Start with Psalms 100. Praise God. Read it to the fullest and ask God, amen, well, what do you want me to see out of this scripture? Glory to God. And I guarantee you, he will reveal something to you. He will give you revelation knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, amen. We thank God for the scripture. Hallelujah. That is Psalms 100. Amen. Praise God. Like I said, go back and read it at your leisure. Amen. And we thank God once again for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, whether you're on the phone lines or whether you're online. Hallelujah. Whether you're watching the recording or listening to one. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight and getting ready to come forth with the word of God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You ready? Amen, amen, praise God. We're going to play a song real quick, amen, and we're going to be right back, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen, praise God, hallelujah.
me.
Amen, amen, amen. That was Fix Me, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah, by Jennifer Hudson. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, and getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, is none other, hallelujah, than my beautiful wife, amen, the co-pastor, co-founder, hallelujah, of the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, hallelujah, amen. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than our very own, hallelujah, First Lady, Aisha Prevost. First Lady, is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Sorry about that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you for your strength, Father. I thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. Father, I thank you for forgiveness you provide for us throughout the day, Father. Father, I thank you for leading us and guiding us in the way that you see fit, Father. Father, we know that you know the plans you have for our lives, Father, and you have plans to do good and not evil, Father, and we thank you. Right now, Father, I bind any work of the enemy that might try to come against our thoughts, Father. I bind any doubt, any fear, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I bind any work of the enemy that might try to keep your people getting the word that you meant for them to have, Father. Right now, Father, I ask you to be in the midst and be in the middle, Father. Let my words be your words and my thoughts be your thoughts, Father. Have your way on tonight, Father. And all these things that I ask, Father, I ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, tonight, we're coming from the book of Matthew. It's going to be Matthew chapter 6, verses 19-21. Amen. And we're going to start with the first verse. And it say, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do it corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to stop right there. We're going to say, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. Amen. And, you know, when we hear that, lay not up, you know, yourselves, up for yourselves treasures upon earth, we, you know, our mind automatically goes to, like, you know, the stuff that we have here on earth. You know, we got houses, you know, we got cars, and we got jewelry, and all those type of stuff we have, you know, this is what we consider, you know, our treasures. But right here, you know, God is not talking about your stuff. He's not talking about the house that you have, the car that you have, the jewelry that you might have. He's not talking about treasures. He's not talking about that stuff when he refers to treasure. Amen. Hallelujah. The treasure that God is referring to is your trust, your loyalty. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. This is what, when he refers to treasure, this is what he's talking about. Your whole being. Amen, hallelujah. He's saying don't lay your trust in the things of this world. Amen. Where moth and rust do it corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't put your trust here on earth. Don't put your trust in people. Don't put your loyalty into people. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't put your confidence in people, whether it be people, whether it be your things that you have, people as in friends, family, you know, the law of, you know, the government, you know, the people at your job. Don't put your confidence, your trust into the things on this earth, and that's including people, not just the things that you have, but the people that you surround yourself with. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. He say, well, people with thieves break through and steal. At any moment, you know, you put your trust in people. You know, at any moment, they can switch up. They can change. One minute, they loyal to you. The next minute, they ain't. One minute, they your friend. Next minute, they not. Amen, hallelujah. Is it saying that do people wrong? You know, is it saying be mean to them? Is it saying don't help them? Amen, hallelujah. Is it saying don't pour wisdom into them? No, it's not saying, God is not saying that. Say don't put your trust in your confidence. Don't let your self-esteem, don't let your esteem come from men. Amen, hallelujah. Man might say, oh yeah, you look good today. Oh, you look good. Oh, you look fine. Oh boy, you look like you stacked. You got $1 million. You got your gold watch on. Your nice looking chain. You know how the world boosts you up, and you know how good it feels when the world boosts you up. It make you feel good. It make you feel like you the man when you walk through. Amen, hallelujah. It make you feel like, oh, you that girl when you walk through. When you getting these compliments, you know, from people. You know, when you have these nice houses, when you have these nice cars, when you have this fine jewelry, it make you feel good. Like, I'm the king, I'm the queen. That's how it make you feel. Amen, hallelujah. God is saying, don't put your trust in none of that. At any time, that house can be gone. At any time, that car can be gone. Amen, hallelujah. At any time, people can switch up. And say, one of the same people who was boosting your confidence, making you feel good, can be the same people. They can make you feel low. Because why? Because we are in human flesh. They are subject to change at any time. As long as we're on this earth, we are subject to change. Amen, hallelujah. You know, people have good days. People have bad days. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Do it mean like, oh, they don't like you? Do it mean like ill will towards you? Some people might be. Some people don't. Amen, hallelujah. It's not the fact of if they like you or if they evil people or anything like that. It's the fact that, you know, we got to come to an understanding that people can change. Amen, hallelujah. We got to come to an understanding that any moment our situation can change. Amen, hallelujah. The things of this world is temporary. Amen, hallelujah. You can have everything one day. And you have nothing the next. Because anything, you know, what they say, nature can take its course, whether it be through a storm, or amen, whether you lose your job, amen, hallelujah, whether you lose that family member that you was close to that kept you encouraged, amen, hallelujah. These turns of events can happen at any moment because this life on earth, it is temporary, amen, hallelujah. And guess what? When you lay your trust up in the things of this world, amen, hallelujah, what comes? When you lose that house and that car, what comes? Depression. Anger. Amen, hallelujah. Loss of hope. Amen, hallelujah. It seems like your world comes crashing down. Amen, hallelujah. What happens when that friend turn on you? Amen, hallelujah. Hate comes into play. Amen, hallelujah. Vengeance comes into play. Amen, hallelujah. These type of things come into play. When you put your trust in them, you start to feel all this stuff. Because you trusted that friend. Amen, hallelujah. You thought you was going to have that job for a little minute. Amen, hallelujah. You never thought that you was going to have a house one day and then it'd be gone the next. Amen, hallelujah. You couldn't foretell the storm that was ahead. Amen, hallelujah. You couldn't foretell what the job plans were for you as an employee. You couldn't foretell that. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. you know. We can't see into the future to know what's gonna happen, when it's gonna happen, how it's gonna happen. Amen, hallelujah. So we can't have our trust. We can't even have trust in our own abilities. We feel like, I got good talent. Oh, I can rap. Oh, I can sing. Amen, hallelujah. I know how to run my own business. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm business minded. I went to school, you know. I can get my business back up running. And that may be so. What happens when you build it back up and it come crashing back down again? Amen. Hallelujah. You like, oh, you depending on your good looks. Oh, yeah, I look good. You know, my looks can get me anywhere. I'm fine as wine. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I look good. I'm buff. I got the packs. Amen. Hallelujah. I can get what I want. Amen. Hallelujah. But what happens when your looks fail you? You can't foretell you getting third degree burns to the point that it disfigure your face, the beauty you once had. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't foretell if a car accident can happen and bones break, you know? Amen. Hallelujah. Not to be so vulgar with it, but it's the point of you can't foretell these things. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't foretell these things, so we can't put our confidence in our ability. We can't put our confidence in people. Amen, hallelujah. We can't put our confidence in the things of this world. Amen, hallelujah. Temporary. Amen, hallelujah. You got changeable beings. Amen, hallelujah. But what? Let's skip down. Let's see what we need to be putting our confidence at. Let's see what we need to lay our treasures up at. And another thing, you say treasure. When you hear treasure, you hear things that are valuable. Things that are valuable to you. So let's see what we should lay our value at as well. Amen, hallelujah. For some of us, you know, we feel validated through, you know, the compliments of people. We feel validated through what the success we feel like we have in life. We feel validated by the job, the good job that we have. Amen, hallelujah. We feel validated by our spouses, by our family. Amen, hallelujah. Well, let's see what we need to be laying our treasures up in. Amen. It reads Matthew 6, verse 20. Say, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where, let's stop right there. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust corrupt, where thieves do not break in. We need to lay our treasures up in heaven. Amen, hallelujah. We need to put our confidence in God. We got to let our value come from God. Amen, hallelujah. We got to let our esteem come from God. Amen, hallelujah. When our self-esteem comes from God, nobody can knock you down. Amen. People can call you ugly. People can call you raggedy. People can call you poor. People can call you dumb, stupid. Amen, hallelujah. People can say, oh, that slave over there, amen, hallelujah. They can call you vulgar names, amen, hallelujah. But when your esteem is in God, amen, hallelujah, nothing can move you, nothing can shake you, amen. Nothing that they say will move you, because you know what God says about you, amen, hallelujah. You know you are a king's kid. Amen, hallelujah. You know you are perfect in God's eyes. Amen, hallelujah. It's just like a parent. You know, anybody else can say anything about you. But you know, your mama said you was beautiful. She made sure to tell you every day you beautiful. You handsome. Don't let nobody tell you. You beautiful. Amen, hallelujah. Same thing with God. If God telling you, you my child, you are of value to me. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all that matters. Amen. Hallelujah. Our self-esteem has to come from God because people will fail you. Do they mean to? Probably not. Amen. Hallelujah. Are they trying to? Probably not. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's going to happen. They're going to fail you. Whether they're trying to or not. That's why we have to have our self-esteem in God. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to stop lowering ourselves to fit with other people because of what other people are saying. Anytime you have to change yourself from being who you are, you need to get out of there. Amen. You got to change yourself from who you are. Then your trust don't need to come from them. Your self-esteem don't need to come for that person. Anytime you got to change yourself, you need to get up out of there. Amen, hallelujah. You won't need to lower your value for nobody. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We got to know our self-worth in God. Amen, hallelujah. Because we are very valuable to God. We God's first creation, first human creation. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We more valuable than the angels sitting in heaven. Amen, hallelujah. We gotta know this in this hour, cause you know it's a lot of stuff taking place in this hour. Amen, hallelujah. To the point that we gotta have confidence. We gotta know who our God is. We got to know that God is there with us every step of the way. We got to know that when we put our trust and our confidence up in God and our esteem up in God, that we're going to be all right. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to know that we're going to be all right with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything can happen. A storm can come through and cause all hell to break loose. But guess what? We still going to be standing confident because we know that God got our back. We know that God's going to take care of us. Amen. Hallelujah. That person can say, oh, you ugly. That person can say, oh, you ain't finished school. You dumb, this and that. They can say whatever they want. But you know that you something with God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know that God, that ain't the thoughts that God has towards you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to put our, you know, trust and confidence in heaven. Not on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Anytime you put your trust and your confidence here on earth and your things and to people, you're going to be disappointed every time. You're going to be disappointed every time. We got to give our trust, our mindset over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's what the Lord gave me on laying your treasures up in heaven. Amen. With no thieves, no moth, no rust can get to it. Amen. Hallelujah. When you got your confidence up in God, when you got your esteem up in God, can't no enemy in hell take it away. They can't come in and steal your confidence in God when you got confidence in God. They can't steal your esteem. Amen. When you got esteem, your esteem lays up in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. A man can come to you, ooh, girl, you beautiful. Well, I know I'm beautiful. Any, what else you got to offer? I know I'm beautiful. You know, a job come offer you you know, you worthy of a raise. Oh, I know I'm worthy. What else you can offer me? Amen. Hallelujah. We got to stop allowing people to try to tell us and dictate who we is and what our value is. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that only God can tell you your value, what you're worth? Amen. Hallelujah. Only God can tell you how much you're worth. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing on this earth. There's no money. No dime, no dollar, no 20, no 100 can buy you. That's how much you worth. Ain't no gold, no silver buy you. Nothing on this, it's not a currency on this earth that can, that's enough to buy you. Amen, hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no currency on this earth can buy you. That's how much you are worth to God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. So that's the word the Lord gave me on tonight. By basically having confidence in him. Putting your trust, man, your trust up in him. Amen, hallelujah. Putting your marriage in his hand. Putting your cost of living in his hand. Putting your children in his hand. Putting you in his hand. Putting your spouse in his hand. Putting everything in God's hands. Because at the end, that's the only one who's going to be able to save you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what, when your people gone, when you lose your stuff, who else you going to have to lean on? What else you going to have to lean on? You want to lean on God. Amen. Hallelujah. So put your trust up in God. Amen. And back in your
head, amen. 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 Lay up your treasures, hallelujah, in heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. All too many times we put our trust in the things of this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I like the way First Lady broke that down, because we do. Hallelujah. Amen. Think about stuff. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. And 2 minutes after Jesus was talking, hallelujah, amen, we really had to decode what he was talking about. Hallelujah, amen. So when he's talking about the treasures, amen, he ain't talking about, like you said, the cars, the houses, and the clothes, and all that. Hallelujah, praise God, because why would you lay that kind of stuff up in heaven? Glory to God, you don't need none of that up there. Hallelujah. Praise God, but he's saying put your faith, put your trust, hallelujah, in heaven, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 lay up your treasures in heaven, hallelujah, amen, where people can't steal it from you. You know, people down here, but, amen, if you put your trust in people, they'll steal your joy, hallelujah, they'll steal your faith, hallelujah, in humanity. Praise God, hallelujah. If you were to put your faith in people, hallelujah, you would turn your back on people. Praise God, hallelujah, because they turned their back on you. They stabbed you in the back. Hallelujah. They promised you things they did not do. Hallelujah, amen. They said they loved you. Hallelujah, and they broke your heart. Glory to God. But God, hallelujah, amen, will never, hallelujah, displace your trust. He will never displace your loyalty. He will never displace your love. So let's lay our treasure. You treasure your trust. Hallelujah. It's a debate going on now online. Oh, what's more valuable? Trust or love or loyalty? Glory to God. Hallelujah. These are things that people value more than money. Because I can have a pocket full of money, but if I don't have a woman beside me, I can trust. If I don't have friends that I can trust, glory to God, I'm going to feel like everybody out to get me. Glory to God. But if I put my trust in God, hallelujah, if I put my treasure up in him, he'll put the rifle around me. Hallelujah. He'll send the right spouse into your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you put your trust, your treasures in him, hallelujah, you guarantee the return. Because his word will not come back to you void. It never has. Hallelujah. And it never will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the same miracles he did in this book. Hallelujah. The same miracles that he did for your mama, your grandma, your great-grandma, them same miracles, he will do them for you in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you put your trust, your faith, hallelujah, your loyalty hallelujah, your love in him. Hallelujah. He say, lay it up there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wait, amen. I hate to use the literal translation of the Bible right now. Praise God. But for this sake, it say lay. When you lay something down, it's just resting there. Hallelujah. Let your trust, let your loyalty, let your love rest in the bosom of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let it rest there. You ain't got to worry about it. See, when you put the trust in people, your loyalty in people, you worry about it. Yeah, I know what they said, but I don't know. I know she said she loved me, but I don't know. I know they said, hallelujah, that I was a valued employee, but I don't know. Glory to God, but when your trust is in God, hallelujah, you can know that what he said is true. Hallelujah. Because he said, let there be light, and the light had to come. So whatever he says you are, that's what you are. And if he says you are a child of his, hallelujah, whether you be Jew or Gentile, hallelujah, praise God, whether you be Greek, amen, free man, slave, black, white, purple, green, male, female, if he says, hallelujah, you have been grafted in, hallelujah, or you were born in, or you were sworn in, either way you in. Hallelujah, praise God. And if he says you are, if he says that's what you are, hallelujah, that's what you are. You need to walk in it tonight. Put your trust in what he says. Lay your treasures on what he says. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God bringing forth the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you touch the woman of God on tonight, that you touch her from the crown of her head, Lord, to the sole of her feet. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word that you have delivered out of her mouth on tonight, that we should lay our treasures, our trust, our loyalty, our love. We should lay it up on you. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Continue to fill the woman of God up with your wisdom, knowledge, and your revelation, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, praise you, magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy because you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for the word. Amen. It has gone forth on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Just no man will let you down. Machines will let you down. The government, hallelujah, will let you down. But God, hallelujah, will never let you down. God, hallelujah, will be there for you. Praise God, hallelujah. So lay your treasures, hallelujah, and your trust up in him on tonight. Once again, we thank God for everyone, hallelujah, who has called in, everyone who has tuned in on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord, hallelujah, on tonight, amen. And once again, we thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. We will be back online on tomorrow night, hallelujah. Back online on tomorrow night, amen, with Throwback Thursday. Glory to God, hallelujah. We will be pulling up a recording, amen, praise God, hallelujah, from the past, amen, 2014, from the past 6 years. Praise God, hallelujah. We will be pulling up a recording from the past 6 years. Amen, amen. We're going to roll the roulette wheel, pick one out. Hallelujah, and drop that on you tomorrow night. So we invite you to tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah, and be blessed with another word from the Lord. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah, amen. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we should lay our treasures on you. Hallelujah, as he said, cast our cares on you. Hallelujah, because you care for us. And we thank you all tonight. We praise you all tonight. And as we leave the line and never from your presence, we simply pray, hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And we will see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide.
Top Flight.
We in the build. Yeah. We in the build. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We got London
lit
on the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money. I wanted the finer thing. I was a trooper 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with
look
me.
At somebody, tell them, agree with me.
Agree with
we're
me.
We're all apart.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Tell your neighbor.
You are.
Let's do it one more time. Come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. We're all.
Bye.
Bye.